Photoshop Wednesday number 32. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcast tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. So now we've used the pen and shape tools, so now let's use the path selection tools to modify them. Now all of the shapes that we've drawn or created are made up of anchor points. The anchor points can be found on the corners or on the edges of curves. Now we'd like to modify these anchor points. Pushing the letter A on your keyboard will select the path selection tool. There are two tools in this tool set, the path selection tool and the direct selection tool. Now the biggest difference between the two is the path selection tool works as a group. All points on a path will be selected at the same time. The direct selection tool will allow you to select individual points on a path. The key thing to remember here is, once you select a path with the path selection tool, you'll have to deselect it to go after individual points on a path with the direct selection tool. So to move a shape with the path selection tool, just click anywhere on the shape and then drag it to a new location. One thing to note is you cannot change the shape of a shape with the path selection tool. The object will always retain its current shape. To change the shape of the object, with the direct selection tool, click away from the object, move over the top of an anchor point or a line segment, and press and drag. If you'd like to add more anchor points to the selection, you can hold down the Shift key and click on Other Unselected Anchor Points. A little side note, with the Shift key down, if you press on an already selected anchor point, it will deselect it. When using the direct selection tool on a curve, you can move the anchor point, adjust the length of the handles, and you can even spin the handles around like the hands of a clock. One of the very cool dynamic features of the direct selection tool is the ability to adjust the arc on a path. So now you can press and hold on an arc, drag up, down, left, or right. Now there is one thing to look out for when dragging the arc around. You may or may not want the handles to pull back through the anchor points. This will create a very acute angle in your shape. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com and be sure to check out the video for this tip now in both standard and iPod video formats at www.oneminutetip.com. And if you're finding the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday helpful, be sure to go over to the iTunes Music Library in the podcast directory and rate it. See you next Wednesday.